Singer and guitarist Chris Whitley has released more than 10 CDs in the last 15 years, and only one of them, his debut, was considered a commercial success. So he was dropped by his major label, Sony, and he began to work with a smaller record company. He also began to work on a unique way of making albums, writing and recording very quickly. As Jeffrey Pepper Rogers reports, that rapid-fire style is allowing Chris Whitley to experience more artistic substance.
Chris Whitley wrote and recorded his new album, called Soft, Dangerous Shores, in just 2 weeks. He wrote basically a song a day. While producer Malcolm Byrne mixed one song, Whitley wrote the next. Soft, Dangerous Shores is titled after a poem by surrealist André Breton. Like the surrealists, Whitley aims to evoke subconscious feelings by working fast and trusting his instincts.
That to me is completely what I've been looking for, as a way to break down my own rationale, my own way of judging what I do. Humans lifted their head right off or something, or opening their self.
On a sunny afternoon, Whitley is at Sterling Sound, one of the top mastering studios in New York. An engineer is putting final touches on another forthcoming album. The wall is covered with hit records, from Britney Spears to Beyoncé, in a sort of shrine to the record industry that Whitley never fit into. The softness of his new CD is in part a response to the relentless hype of pop music.
Singing when it's mic'd really loud, but you don't deliver that much, you just deliver a gesture, an impetus. It's also because of how saturated our culture is with bombast that sometimes that resonates even more, you know, when you hear someone just like gesture, and then it allows the listener to have like some mystery, and there's a sensualness in it, instead of like everything's just here to entertain me or something, you know.
Whitley's signature instrument is the national guitar, a relic of the 1920s with a brash tone amplified by a metal cone. On Soft, Dangerous Shores, producer Malcolm Byrne colors the guitar's retro sound with keyboards, loops, and samples. Here's how he describes the new CD.
In essence, what you have is very, very, very sort of industrial, very frenetic sort of drum and bass kind of electronic-y rhythms going on top of or underneath or around this very organic, scratchy, old record-y. You know, I mean, I even went so far as to record his instrument sometimes with vintage old microphones just to enhance that contrast.
Soft, Dangerous Shores, on promenades. Whitley has taken a shoot-from-the-hip approach to making records ever since he was dropped by Sony Music for failing to match the style or success of his debut. A turning point came in 1998 with Dirt Floor, recorded in one day with one microphone in a barn. Dirt Floor was released by the tiny label Messenger Records, but far outsold his last Sony record, and Whitley found a new life of astonishing creativity in the rock underground. From album to album, Whitley veers toward blues, jazz, soul, electronica, or psychedelic rock. That may be a marketing liability, but it also stirs intense devotion in fans and musicians. Producer Malcolm Byrne.
There's two kinds of artists. There's people who kind of do something and then kind of get stuck with that, and that's the rest of their life. Or there's artists that are constantly evolving and searching and kind of growing, and I put Chris into the second category.
To Whitley himself, what matters is not the style or genre of music, but the emotion behind it.
You know, some of the things that make you feel when you hear a song that says, I love you, the way the vocals sound and the way the melody sits and the way the lyrics sit over there, you might totally feel something different than what those the literal intention of those words are. And that's a beautiful thing about a three-minute song, if you ask me. Like, you can try to articulate sensually and subconsciously some very, very human things that everyone's been singing about forever.
Looking out from below, it's all before your eyes. Something falls from above. Somehow it's no surprise. The faces turn around today.
Anyone seduced by Chris Whitley's new music should be warned not to expect more of the same. His next album, recorded with a band in 5 days, is loud gothic rock. For NPR News, this is Jeffrey Pepper Rogers.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.